Good morning. Welcome back to another episode of Dreamcast. I am here with none other than Clay York. Today, guys, we're kicking it old school Dreamcast style, and we are doing audio only for, I don't know, I just wanted to take it back to regular Dreamcast.
To the roots.
So we're doing actual dreams today. I wrote some dreams down. I've had some weird ones lately, or some really interesting ones, back to my magical dreams. But I brought some stuff with me today. Did you notice?
Yes, I see. He has a whole hoard of children's toys. Who did you take them from, Colton?
I took them for myself. You don't think I can have children's toys?
I have children's toys.
I have a lot of children's toys. So as you can see, I have Legos. So if you hear stuff moving on the table, this is that's what this is, because I brought like a wheeled Lego thing. Please don't judge me based off this, because
what do you call this, Colton?
I just threw it together. I don't know.
You just spilled it?
Yeah, I was like, because I've been sitting around all day thinking, how can I bring fidget toys into a podcast? But I didn't want to use fidget toys. But me and you, we fidget a lot. Mm-hmm. And we tend to talk best. See, I'm fidgeting right now. I'm screwing in a screw on one of the mic holders. So I brought Legos and a Transformer. And
Bionicle over here.
Yeah, well, technically it's Hero Factory.
Oh, well.
Same thing. It's the next generation of Bionicle when Bionicle got discontinued. Anyway, so I also brought a puzzle. I don't know if we want to do a puzzle.
That's a unicorn puzzle.
Hey, that actually wasn't mine, okay? That's a pony puzzle, not a unicorn puzzle.
How many pieces?
Yeah, whip that thing over here. I want to try that thing out. It is
100 pieces.
I was going to bring my 1,000-piece Mandalorian puzzle, but
we wouldn't finish that one.
We wouldn't finish that one if we were here a week. So let me pour all these puzzle pieces out.
So are we just going to build this during the
podcast? I was just planning on building it while we're podcasting. If it'll give us something to fidget with.
Yeah, let's do it.
So if, I mean, you can do it while I talk or whatever. Yeah, so
start.
Yeah. Okay, so my first dream, I will pull this up. I don't know if you brought any dreams or not, but I brought some, so.
I have been having dreams lately, but.
Really?
I can't remember any at the moment, but when we start, if I remember one, I might.
Okay.
Tell it later.
All right. So, I don't want to play with the puzzle piece right now, because I don't want to lean away from the mic, but feel free to do that while I tell my dream. Okay, so my first dream. This one I vaguely remember. The only thing I know is that it has to do with a clown.
That's
toy.
Scary.
Clown toy. Okay. There was a children's toy that had the voice of an evil clown. Whenever you touched it, no matter how lightly, it would start a timer and a game. It asked children's questions and had light up buttons to mash the answer. So, like, we're talking like a little children's toy, like the little ones you hit ABC, except whenever you touch this game, no matter how lightly, it started a new game. It was like a hot potato game.
Oh, my.
But.
That's interesting.
Yeah. If you didn't answer in time or gave it the wrong answer, it would remove a piece of your body at random.
That is horrifying.
So.
That's the worst preschool game you could have.
So, this game, it was this innocent looking toy, except it was colored like an evil clown game, and if somebody touched you with it, you had to either mash a button for the right answer, or you had to that's it. You could mash you, or you would lose a body part at random, and it didn't matter what body part.
Oh gosh.
So I think people were losing arms and stuff. So anyway, let me look into I vaguely remember this, so that's the pieces I'm putting together. Well, let's see. My car touched it. No. Okay, that was a mistype. My cat touched it and could not answer the question. So after a short timer got to zero, the cat fell unconscious on the ground.
Oh my gosh.
Because the cat touched it. This thing was ruthless. The cat touched it, but he can't answer. He's a cat. So
if you don't touch it, period, though, it just like knocks you out?
If you touch it, but then don't answer the question.
Yeah.
It'll remove a body part. So this cat, for whatever, some body part got removed that caused him to black out.
Oh, that's horrible.
Yeah, because it doesn't it's not only external body parts. It could be internal body parts.
Oh, gosh. It could have been his heart.
Yeah, this dream. This is the dream logic. I don't know why this I don't know what movie I watched or what, but for some reason, this was what I was dreaming about. It said, when the cat awoke, he was missing his left ear. So apparently, it took off his ear and it hurt bad enough that he passed out. So yeah. I guess it didn't take it off any inner body part.
Could have just scared him.
Yeah, I guess so. But it looked as if the ear had been removed with a surgical tool. There was a white, bare flesh, and it hardly bled at all. It was similar to a dehorning tool that would be used on a like a cow.
Yeah, yeah.
Where they'd taken like it looked like somebody had dehorned my cat, but it was an ear. Yeah.
That's no fun.
It's like a clean cut, but white flesh. Yeah. I grabbed the toy several times, and not all the times did I complete the quiz. In fact, a couple of times I didn't understand the questions before the timer reached its end. Nothing seemed to happen to me, though, but I was worried that it was an internal organ that it had taken. Somehow the toy got into the schools, and I saw my cousin and warned her not to touch the dangerous toy, even if other children urged her to. In my dream, however, my cousin was younger, a younger version of herself, and she didn't quite comprehend what I was saying.
Oh, gosh.
So I was terrified that one of my cousins was going to grab this toy while it was... Because some reason it got into the school system. Like, people were passing it around. So I was like, gosh, please don't touch this toy if you come across it, because you will lose, like, an arm or something.
Yeah, but you can't tell that to preschoolers. Yeah. They're like, who gave it to them?
I don't know, like, because nobody wanted to touch it. So you just put it down and run away because you couldn't move it, or you might lose an arm or something. Now, these questions were super, super simple questions. It wasn't like they were hard questions. I remember, like, it was like, what's 2 + 2 or something like that. And mm-hmm. But when you're in a dream, it's hard to see the answers. So I had such a hard time finding the answers.
Yeah, I get what you mean.
So it was like, and the timer was very short. It was like 5 seconds or something like that. Like, you had to immediately know the answer and just click it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I was concerned for the preschoolers that like didn't know the answers. So this is a weird dream. I don't know why I dreamed that, but
yeah, yeah.
Just a random clown toy. Now, do you remember your dream yet?
Wait, that's the end of
that's
it.
That's the end of it. I just, like, it started going around the schools, and that's the last I heard of it.
Oh, gosh.
This toy was, like, it was like little toys that my sisters had when they were toddlers, except it was painted to be, like, it was, like, red and orange and white. The colors like a clown, and so, yeah. And it had an evil voice, too.
Oh.
It had, like, this evil clown voice that would, like, what's the answer? Incorrect.
Oh, gosh.
And then you'd lose a body part. So I mentioned in the dream that I didn't always see a body part missing. So that was because I thought maybe my appendix had been removed or something.
Yeah.
I was
like,
maybe I got lucky and it removed my appendix or my.
And you can kind of survive.
Yeah. Or maybe it removed one kidney or something. So, yeah. But if it removed your heart, it was just game over. Like, it was a roll of the dice whether you lived or died. And sometimes you just lost an arm.
Okay. So.
What kind of dream is that?
Let's see.
Oh, man.
Okay. So.
All right. What you got?
I was just going to say, okay. So. It gets into the school system.
Yeah.
Someone lets a little preschooler get this. Next thing you know, little Jimmy's missing a toe. Then little Elisa is missing an eyeball.
Mm-hmm.
Then little Trevor.
Little Trevor's dead.
Little Trevor's dead, exactly.
Little Trevor lost a heart.
Yeah, okay, yeah. So they're passing it around in the seats.
Yeah.
You have, they answer a wrong question. What's 2 + 2? 3.
Yeah.
Then, oh, his finger's gone. That's horrible.
Yeah.
I mean, pass it on to little Alicia Keys. I don't know.
Yeah, because, like, nobody wanted to touch it, so it would just get passed around. This is dream logic. Like, okay, so if I didn't want to pick it back up, so it just ran away, like, with a child. That's what happened. It was just gone with a child because I didn't want to pick it back up.
Yeah, so you didn't die in the dream, though.
No, I didn't die in the dream because several times I remember it counting down to 0, and I was like, crap, I just lost a body part. I was like, I don't know what I lost, though, because I would check myself. I was like, okay, is my arms there? They're there. okay, my legs, they're still attached. And I couldn't find what was missing. I was like, oh my gosh. I probably lost a toe or something.
Yeah. Yeah. So you got little Johnny. He's getting it. He's losing his nose. He passes it to little Oliver. He's his finger's gone. You pass it to little Judy Smith, and his head's gone. And he's not alive anymore. Why?
This is morbid.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Okay. I don't remember my dreams, but they were none as weird as that.
Oh, come on. You got to give me something. You got to give me something. What dream you got? What dream you got? I'm going to start on this puzzle.
Okay. Let's see.
It looks like you've got zero puzzle pieces completed.
Yeah. Yeah. look at this. I lost it. I
did have two. Okay. You had two.
I was right when you started to dream. I got another one. All right. But honestly, what I've been dreaming about is I've been playing a fair amount of Battlefront on the PlayStation. Yep. And I've been dreaming that I was like Darth Sidious or something, and I was shocking people.
That's,
I mean,
awesome.
It's not the worst dream you could have.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Those are awesome dreams when you like have force powers.
Mm-hmm.
There's the best.
I think my first lucid dream, technically, there's the puzzle piece right there.
Oh, you found it.
Yeah. Okay. So I think my first technical lucid dream that I can remember, I think, anyway, is I remember being at like a beach or something. And then I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm dreaming. And it was like sunset and stuff. And then a little hand, you know, like the action figure hands you get, it's the Star Wars ones, and you can trade out their hands.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, this one was Count Dooku shocking, like a hand that shocked.
Uh-huh.
And I remember it floating by on a floating platform, and I saw it, and I was like, oh my gosh, I can shock now. So I went, ah. And I could feel the lightning on the end of my fingertips.
Do you feel the power of the dark side?
Power of the dark side. Yeah, but and I mean that was a small little dream. I don't even know if you would consider it a full lucid dream.
But those are awesome because you like have powers, and those are like the best. Those are why I want to lucid dream, because that would be amazing to just do that at will every night.
Mm-hmm.
I remember being younger, and I better get this mic back in my where I can see. But I remember being younger and having dreams where I used the Force, and I had to concentrate so hard. Like there was a science to it, or something. Like I wouldn't call it a science, but there was a feeling. Like you had to, the way my Force worked, you had to look at an object. You had to use like a super amount of concentration. It was like you had to get the bandwidth of concentration just right. Then you could move an object, because I wasn't very good at the Force yet. I had to get better. So,
yeah.
But I remember thinking, like, it felt real. It was like I've had this dream before, and so it felt like I was building on something. I don't know. It just felt so cool. I love the feeling of using the Force in the dream.
Yeah,
that's what I'm getting at.
That's how I could describe it. It's like it feels real.
Yeah, it feels so real. I've never had I have had dreams where I've flown, but the Force ones were so much like vivider, I guess.
Yeah, yeah.
So we need to watch some Star Wars. Maybe we'll get some lucid dreams.
Yeah, and by the way, you saying that just reminded me of something.
What?
I was at my grandmother's last night, and I saw this movie came on. It's called Matilda.
Matilda? What is Matilda?
I don't. It was the weirdest thing. I want to watch it again.
Was it a live action movie or?
Yeah. Okay. So it appeared it was like made in the. It actually said when it was made. Let me look it up real quick.
I just found a single puzzle piece that went together.
That's pretty impressive. I like it.
This is so sad. It's helping though. Like I could, if I didn't have to keep leaning back into the mic, this would be great, because I can like do. It helps me concentrate to do something with my hands.
Yeah, I get you. That's. I kind of got the same feeling.
Got two puzzle pieces.
It actually came out in 1996.
And So what's this movie about?
It's an hour and 42 minutes long. So from what I grasped, I didn't see it from the very beginning, but you have this little girl, and she grows up. She's a sweet little girl, pretty smart, actually really smart. And she reads in the movie, she like reads college books. She's so smart. That's just a reference.
Mm-hmm.
So she grows up in this family who's kind of not always the nicest to her. Her dad is like kind of crazy, but it's funny crazy. It's a comedy.
Yeah, okay.
So it's think about it as lighthearted still, but he's just kind of crazy. He's a car salesman. And anyway, and his mom is like your typical, is like a lady that she's an attractive lady, and you know, she's got all these things. You kind of get where I'm going. So yeah. Because she's pretty, her husband buys her all these things and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
And anyway, she has a brother, all that. So she has a family. They're not the best. Her dad like ripped a book up. She was reading a book called Moby Dick, and her dad just grabbed it and ripped it up.
What a fella.
Because she wasn't watching TV.
What?
The opposite.
You nerd watching, reading a book instead of watching TV. I'm going to rip up that book.
Yeah, it was.
Don't you know reading will rot your brain?
Yeah. Exactly. She was like, the guy was like, are you a worm? You should start acting like a worm if you're a worm. It's the cringiest thing, but it was funny. Anyway, she joins the school, and this is kind of where it gets interesting. So let me back up just a little bit. So while she's, after that book was ripped up, her dad grabbed her by the head, turned her head towards the TV to stare at the TV, and she did. But then she started to focus on it really, really hard, and it blew up.
What?
Not her head, the TV. But
what?
Because at that point, she didn't realize, but she had, like, powers.
Okay.
And this is the reason why she had powers. So it said, you know, humans access... It says that humans don't access all of their brain. This is the narrator talking. It's like, humans don't access all of their brain. But Matilda, you know, somehow tapped into that extra little bit. So she had superpowers in her mind, and it was basically like telekinesis.
Okay.
Using the force. But she had to get good at using it. Anyway, though, all right, so she joins the school. It's a big school. There's tons of kids. Like, there had to have been hundreds of them, just all shapes and sizes. The school looks like a castle, basically. It's dark and disturbing. And there's a principal here. Now, this lady is a lady, to say the least.
What does that even mean?
It means that she, oh my gosh, she's horrifying for one. Now, I say this in the nicest way. The actor, I'm sure...
I say this in the nicest way. She was a horrifying...
Okay. All right. So, she was... I didn't get the whole story, but she was like an Olympic runner or something. She was in the Olympics. And the actress was actually a very tall lady. And she was very buff, I think.
But, oh, I thought she was gonna, you were going to say like she was fat.
No. She was buff. She would throw shot puts, and wow, all that stuff. At one point, she jumped off a balcony, and just hit the ground and said "Tally ho!" Hit the ground and then kept running. But I'm just gonna show you a picture of. Here, I'm gonna show you a picture of her.
All right.
Was it to be food? This is the lady. Kind of looks like Rey in that picture.
It kind of does, like a buff Rey.
Yeah, anyway.
From Star Wars.
Yes, but she... Oh. The funniest part about, like, the principal was she was so hardcore. Like, her motto was, beat him with a rod, or grab the rod and beat him with a stick, or something like that.
Grab the rod. Beat him with a stick. Nice.
But then, so not getting off on the principal, there's this really sweet... teacher that worked at the principal's place,
mm-hmm.
And she actually ended up adopting Matilda. Spoiler alert, because her family wasn't nice.
Boy,
but
dare you.
She adopts her, but before that, she actually notices her powers and her really smart insights,
mm-hmm.
And she's fond of them and she wants to grow it, but the principal just kind of wants to crack the whip. But anyway, there's this whole other story I didn't completely grasp within it. That's like this lady had a house, but now the big strong lady's living in it, and they're trying to get back her house or something, or at least her possessions that are in the house. So Matilda, the little telekinesis girl, is going and like making crazy stuff happen in this house, like it's haunted. And then
was it actually haunted, or she had superpowers?
No, she just had superpowers. She was making things float and stuff, and it was scaring her. It was scaring the principal. And long story short, you know, a lot goes down in it, but the principal figures out, and then whatnot. Really, honestly, I just want to tell you more about this principal.
Okay, I'm willing to hear about this principal.
She grabbed a child and threw him out the window of a 4-story building. I also say it's because the principal was a pretty well done character in the movie.
Okay.
But
well, if from what you've told me is anything, she was amazing.
She wore a jacket. She would run through the house and try to attack this little girl, but she didn't know it was the little girl at that time. Anyway, I'm gonna get off this because I'm not explaining it well. We need to watch this movie.
I like this new segment, Movies with Clay. It's awesome.
So apparently there was this big lady, this big tall lady, Olympic runner. Yeah. Anyway, I didn't explain that well, but
it was perfect.
She's basically the epiphany of a strict principal. It's very good. I give the movie, from what I saw, I don't know if I said that right, epiphany.
I think an epiphany is like a revelation.
Yeah, you're right.
Maybe it's epitome. Is that a word?
She is. If you think of a principal.
Define epitome. Epitome, a person or thing in the perfect example. Oh, yeah, epitome.
It's an epitome of a really strict principal who would whack her kids with a, actually, no, she would scare them with a riding jockey thing. Whoosh, one of those.
What a jockey whip.
With a jockey whip and throw the kids out the window. Also put them in this thing called like the choker or something.
The what?
It's a closet in her office. She also threw darts at a dartboard with the kids' faces on them. So.
Sounds like a lovely lady.
I know, right?
Just stand up lovely.
Yeah, and also, yeah, anyway. I wish I put that out better. Maybe we should watch the movie.
We should watch the movie together and then...
come back and then, yeah.
And discuss it. Oh, speaking of which, did you ever try SMR?
I actually have not.
I figured not.
Yeah, I don't want to try it. It's just weird. Here.
Dude, no, don't try it now. Okay. It won't work now. Okay, so I keep bringing this up because, okay, so like last night, I have, for some reason, the last few nights, I have not been able to fall asleep. It is like my mind won't stop turning. Like last night, I was thinking about this podcast. I was thinking about ways to make it better. I was thinking about t-shirt designs. I was thinking about the church, trying to figure out how we can make the drums sound better in the church. I was thinking about the new cameras that are getting installed and how we're going to use them and what we can do to make it look better. I don't know. My brain would not stop turning. I got up. Finally, I went to bed at like 11, like I do every night. And finally, I had to get back up at like 3 o'clock in the morning and design something because I couldn't stop thinking about it for some reason. That doesn't usually happen to me, but like actually get up in the middle of the night and do stuff. Normally, I just eventually stop thinking about whatever it is and will be able to go to sleep. But
yeah.
So I try doing ASMR because if I can look at it and focus on it. Something about somebody just, like, scratching a pair of plastic ears, like, makes me stop thinking about stuff. But then when I put it down is the problem because I lay my head down and I start thinking again. I don't know what I've eaten or what, but it's like I've had a gallon of caffeine and my mind's just steady turning. I can't get to sleep. But But I haven't had any caffeine. I don't drink caffeine past 12 o'clock usually. The only thing I drink is this tea that has chamomile in it. It has peppermint in it too. That doesn't have caffeine in it, but maybe it's waking me up. Either way, I haven't been able to sleep. So I'll watch ASMR for like an hour. And it's so... It's kind of diminishing returns because after you do it for a while, it starts affecting you less and less. It just becomes calming and not actually like... It doesn't feel like somebody's scratching your brain as much. But it's just so relaxing is what I was going to say. It's very like... soothing. It feels like you're getting a head massage if you do the right ones. It's like, I don't know. But anyway, I don't know where I'm going.
It's ASMR.
But ASMR gets such a bad rap, and maybe it's for, I don't know, maybe it's a good thing it gets a bad rap, but
it sounds weird on paper.
It does. But, okay, see, the thing is, when people show ASMR, I don't know why I'm not an advocate of ASMR or anything. I'm just telling you why I like it. It's not as weird as... Because I used to think it was so weird because I'd see people... You remember that video of the kid with, like, red lipstick on going, "Welcome back to this ASMR."
I don't remember
it. You don't remember that?
I have a mental image now that probably won't fade for a while.
It was like this kid with red lipstick on. She's going... It was like, "Ugh, what the heck, man? That's disgusting."
Yeah, I'm okay. I don't wanna hear all that.
What I like is like the well, it changes. At first I like the tapping, except it was like,
gosh, no.
But I realized, I don't know how I got on this, but one night I got in bed and I was like, "Okay, I'm gonna try ASMR while I'm in bed." And it was a totally different experience. Like when you're sitting there, it's almost like a meditative state, but I'm not going to call it that because I don't have a lot of experience with meditation. So it's like you're sitting there and you go into a different mindset, and it's just, you're watching this person like scrape a piece of plastic. And it's so, if you were in any other circumstances, it'd be weird, but when you go to start going to sleep, your mind goes in like this like weird half wake, half sleep state. And you don't even have to be all the way there. It's just like things that make sense in this state don't make sense in other states, like a fully awake consciousness. So I don't know, it just, for some reason, something clicked and I was like, "Whoa, I really like this."
Yeah, I mean,
now, you can get into the kinky ones, and I try not to get into the kinky ones, because those are like, I joked about it last time. I hope it came across as a joke, because I was like, you got to get your anime body pillow, snuggle up next to it, and then get your...
See, those are the ones I would want to avoid.
Get your nurse Nancy whispering into your ear and going...
Yeah, you see, I think that's maybe the negative notion a lot of people get about it.
Those I think
ones,
so.
What they think about, and that's one reason that would turn me off from.
My favorite ASMRist, and I've said this weird before, but I'm gonna say it in the most. Are you taking apart the puzzle?
I'm putting it back together.
I've said this before to a girl. I was like, "Yeah, I don't listen to female ASMRs. I only listen to guys because girls just don't do it for me." I was like, "Why did I say that?" I was like, "I don't mean it that way." Like, there's a girl ASMRist and a boy ASMRist, and I don't like the girl because the sounds she does and stuff aren't my thing. But I said it so weird. But there's a guy on YouTube that does ASMR, and that's his channel is the one I like, and that's what I meant. And I was like, "Yeah,
this is a Chick-fil-A."
No, it was here. It was at church. It was a girl here.
Oh gosh, no.
I was like, yeah. Girl, the girl just doesn't do it for me. I was like, "Oh no."
Hey, I mean, that sounds like something I would do, to be honest. So I'm not gonna.
I was like, "I promise, I'm 100% straight." It was so weird. She was like, "Okay, you do you, buddy." But anyway, my favorite one now. What is that?
Sorry, go ahead.
You gonna do listen to ASMR?
No.
What is this?
No, never mind. Just keep going. Keep going. Keep going.
What was that?
It was Matilda.
Oh, okay. We'll get her. We'll get to Matilda. We can listen to Matilda. But anyway, my two favorite ones right now are ASMR Bakery, because she just does. She doesn't show her face. She just. She doesn't talk. So you don't have somebody constantly wake you up with talking and weird mouth sounds. Mm-hmm. And then another one is JoJo's ASMR. That's the dude I was talking about. It's more sometimes it's funny and stuff. So that's why I like him, but he does talk. And there's a third one. She does like intense stuff. Like she scrapes the mic and stuff. And once you listen to ASMR a lot, it's kind of like you build up an immunity to the sounds, and it takes a lot more for you to be able to focus on the sounds and really get the full experience. So
yeah,
I don't know. You probably have no idea what I'm talking about.
No, I get what you mean. I know ASMR kind of, I think it got recognition from like maybe YouTube or Google, because mm-hmm. it's like you can now listen to ASMR yeah. with your phone closed.
Yeah, yeah. Ad free and with your phone closed. Because the last thing you want is someone doing like this. Or hearing gentle mic sounds and then go. Then YouTube Premium yeah, on then, us yeah. for 1 month.
Yeah.
It's like, ah!
Gosh.
You were asleep and somebody yells at you. And I'll say it again just so in case nobody heard the last one. It's like if you turn on a box fan and then you're like that background white noise,
mm-hmm.
or if you're in a rain shower and you hear the tapping of the rain on the rooftops, like it's that peaceful sound.
Yeah.
And it's kind of the same feeling except more intense.
Yeah. So I mean it's basically a white noise in a way.
It's basically a white noise. That's basically what it is.
To kind of simplify it. And I mean, yeah, so your fan, I'm not an advocate of it.
That's why
I'm saying your fan basically makes white noise.
Yeah, pretty much. And I have my I really like sleeping with a box fan. Maybe that's what it is. People that sleep with fans will like ASMR more.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it's just,
I wish I could call it something different, because ASMR sounds weird.
Yeah, I think it's the name combined with kind of how it sounds on paper is what turns people off. It's what turns me off.
Yeah, for real. If you look up ASMR, like, there are some weird videos that pop up. So, like, I recommend looking up, like, specific people, like ASMR Bakery or JoJo's ASMR, because they're clean and you don't get weird kinky stuff. I shouldn't say kinky, like, I don't know.
Just not,
I guess that is the right word.
Just not the best. Yeah, okay. I'm not getting off on that.
Not the best. Sensual stuff. You don't want sensual stuff.
Yeah. You want, 'cause
there's that side of it.
Yeah.
Which I wish those were two different things, but they're not. So, I mean, they are, but they're not called two different things.
Yeah.
Okay. While I'm on a good note of ASMR, I'm gonna quit talking about it. Let's go into, you didn't have another dream, did you?
No.
Okay. Well, I'll save this dream for next week, because it's another good dream.
Okay.
And I gotta stretch out this content. And we've already been recording for I don't know how long. By the way, thank you for coming tonight. I know you had some other things that you had planned. But I appreciate you coming tonight.
Oh, that's no problem.
Because I've been looking forward to this all day, and I really like this. I kick an old school Dreamcast style. Like, it feels so natural.
Yeah.
I don't know how it comes across, but I've had people tell me they enjoy listening to this, and I've had people telling me they'll like fall asleep listening to our podcast.
Wait, really?
Yeah. Some friends of ours of my family's, their little son was like, yeah, man, I'd be falling asleep to your Dreamcast sometimes. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, that's cool.
That's pretty sweet.
Yeah, so, anyway.
Shout out to you, little man.
Yeah, I was just thinking about all this weird ASMR stuff that they're going to listen to now.
Oh, gosh. Little kid, all right. Guard your ears.
It's all clean. We here at Dreamcast Corporation, we only do clean, child-friendly stuff. Because we are clean and child-friendly ourselves.
We try to keep it that way.
We try to keep it PG because normally we're PG people.
Yeah. I don't have much more to say.
Nothing else to add? All right. All well, right, yeah. I enjoyed this. I hope that between the two recorders, we got something. And we will see you guys or hear you guys in the next episode. Thank you for joining. Goodbye.
ASMR.
Let's do the... Hold on, wait.
Join YouTube Premium!